When I was age 2 through 11, my dad was mainly in my life, but in 5th grade, it stopped. He came, but it wasn't like before. Growing up with a dad I didn't see that much was not good at all. I needed a dad in my life to tell me about boys and what's really on their minds. But the more I grew up, the more I got used to it. I didn't really worry about it because I was just happy to have my mom in my life taking care of me. I have a lot of brothers and sisters, but I don't think of them as half. I see them as whole. I thought that I only had 2 brothers and 1 sister on my daddy's side. They are the children of my first stepmom. She and I had a good relationship. She used to come and pick me up all the time, but that ended when I was 14 when she and my dad divorced. A few years earlier, when I was 10, I found out that I had another set of brothers and sisters. My dad came to my house to pick me up, and there was a lady in the car with him. I was wondering, who is this lady? She was his girlfriend. My dad was cheating on my first stepmom. I got into the car, and we drove to a side town that I did not recognize. We pulled up in the driveway of a white house. I was just thinking, where are we? When I got out, my dad asked if I wanted to help wash the car. I said yes. As we were washing it, these kids came out of the white house, and they were just staring at me. I was wondering, why are they staring? And that's when my dad said, that's your brother and your 2 sisters. Do you remember when you first met me?
Yeah, I remember when I first met you. Like, I knew of you, but, like, they said you was older than me. So then, like, when we finally met, I was like, dang, I'm older than her by, like, some days. Daddy had it on. So I was just like, yay, another sister.
This is April, my sister from my dad's girlfriend, who eventually became my second stepmom.
How did you feel when you first found out about me?
I was happy because I needed a sister around my age to hang with, to go to parties, to mess around with, just them things.
How did you feel about Dad having so many children?
Happy. Sure, I got brothers and sisters. Sure, people that I know, like, hey, let me call, hey, I got a sister for you. Let me call my sister. Hey, she'll jump on you quick for me. What's up? That's how I thought. I was happy.
The last time I spent with my father was when we went to the beach. I was 14. Me, my dad, my second stepmom, and her children. I had the best time of my life. Out of all the years we had been around each other, that's when me and my dad really connected. We all made jokes, went swimming, and took pictures together. But after this trip, my dad didn't come around that much. Then on November 17, 2009, everything really changed. It was like pain forever. I was in the living room watching TV when my mom handed me the phone. April said in a trembling voice, Daddy just died today at 6:40 a.m. When my father died, I felt guilt because I never got to say I love you. I felt hatred because he wasn't in my life before, and now he's really not in my life. I felt pain because a part of me was gone, and I just couldn't take it. As I sat there, pain feeling in the back of my head, remembering back to things we did, but I never got to say, I love you. Guilt, hatred, pain, all the things I felt at the same time, sitting there with thoughts and confusion in the back of my mind. As I stood there before the casket, looked down at him, couldn't believe this at all. It all came quick as a blink. But when I think about it, there is nothing I can do but say, Dad, rest in peace.